WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that since the death of Thelonious Monk in 1982, the composer and pianist is more popular than ever. He was the subject of a documentary film released last fall. The movie Round Midnight was named after one of his compositions, and just about everyone in jazz has been recording his tunes. Kevin says playing Monk's music poses a special challenge for musicians. Kevin has some thoughts on how singer Carmen McRae and a couple of other artists handle Monk. Here's Thelonious Monk playing his tune Ask Me Now.
Thelonious Monk's writing style was so bound up with his hard, spare piano. A lot of musicians lean toward his quirky sound to do justice to his tunes. One musician who's done that is pianist Tommy Flanagan. Here's his take on Ask Me Now. It's from the tribute album called Thelonica. That approach makes sense to me. Flanagan hints at Monk's angular sound without giving up his own exquisite touch. Musicians who polish away Monk's rough edges tend to miss the point of his music. But there are exceptions, like Carmen McRae on her new album called Carmen Sings Monk. Her smooth treatments focus on the beauty of his melodies. Pianist Eric Gunnison makes no attempt to sound like Monk. Here's McRae's version of Ask Me Now, with lyrics by John Hendricks.
Once you said you loved me, placed no one above me, prayed for me to make that vow. What dumb thing did I say? So busy being blasé. How I wish you'd ask me now.
Those words aren't in the same league as the music, a problem on much of McRae's album. You don't mind if she slurs a few words. Almost half the tracks are ballads. It's not hard for a singer to make them sound good, but Carmen McRae also sings some of Monk's more pianistic lines, which zigzag all over the place. Like In Walked Bud, Monk's tip of the hat to pianist Bud Powell. John Hendricks's lyric imagines Bud at a jam session with, among others, saxophonist Don Byas and bassist Oscar Pettiford, nicknamed O.P.
Shoo-bip, shoo-doo-bip, shoo-doo-dip, shoo-doo-dee-bee, don't-ba-doo-bap, shoo-doo-doo-bay, yo-ba-doo-ba-doo-bam, bum-bum-bum. Dizzy, he was screaming next to O.P., who was beaming. Monk was thumping, suddenly it walked, but, and then they got into something. Bias blew a mean sax, Mr. Max Roach beat a mean axe. Monk was thumping, suddenly it walked, but, and then the joint started jumping. Every hip stud really dug, but Susie had town. Taking that dope, nobody wrote, putting them down. O.P. pulled a mean string, Donna Dizzy played a hip thing. Monk was thumping, suddenly it walked, but, and then they got into something.
The tenor saxophonist there is Charlie Rouse, who worked with Monk for over a decade. Rouse is only on two live cuts. On the rest of the album, the tenorist is Clifford Jordan. He almost steals the record. He has such a lustrous sound and lyrical concept. Here's McRae and Jordan on Well You Needn't. The lyrics are by Mike Farrow.
You're talking so sweet, well you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. You're dressing with class, well you needn't. You're holding your sass, well you needn't. You think you're a gas, well you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. You had your fun, so take a bow. You ought to know you lost the glow. The beat is slow, the shadows grow, the lights are low. It's time to go, let's close the show down. You're taking off weight, well you needn't. You're looking just great, well you needn't. You're setting the bait, well you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
Clifford Jordan's dramatic use of space and silence suggests how much he learned from Monk. You don't have to play piano to profit from his example. While McRae pays tribute to Monk's written melodies, Jordan honors his elliptical improvising. Between the two of them, they demonstrate why Thelonious Monk is one of the major forces in jazz 8 years after his death.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence.
I mean you. One look and I got hurt. Yeah, you're gonna hurt me. And I'm glad I sure ain't mad. Who's the one I always turn to? I know who, I mean you.
This is Fresh Air.